Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaitra Masechtas Demai Perig Zayin Mishnah Beis. Okay. Now I'm sitting by my friend, the Amaretz. He's so happy I came. Of course, I made the Tanaya. I was supposed to make Erev Shabbos, like we discussed. In our Mishnah, we're going to learn, besides the Tanaya that I made on Erev Shabbos, exactly how I'm going to do things, I have to repeat it again on Shabbos right before eating. We'll be learning the Mishnah the way the Bat Tanura learns the Mishnah. Mazgulay Sakais. Okay, I come. He pours me a kais of yayin. It's Shabbos. It's the beginning of the Suda. So I'm thinking, oi, wine. Grapes. You have to separate trumas and maizes on this wine. So I have to take this cup of wine that I'm going to drink and basically repeat what I had already said on Erev Shabbos. Mashani osid l'shayer. Now here it's tricky, because it's a cup of wine. But basically, I'm doing the same thing I did with the challah. Mashani osid l'shayer b'shulei akais. That which I will leave at the bottom of the kais, a 100th. Hadehu meiser, that's the first part of my meiser. V'shay meiser samachlai. So imagine that I divide the kais of wine into 100. 100th is the first part of the meiser. The other 9 of the 100 parts is the rest of my meiser. Zesha sisi meiser, that first 100th, also trumas meiser olav, which was the first part of my meiserishon, now becomes trumas meiser. That first 100th is the trumas meiser for the 10 out of the 100. U'meiser sheni bepiv, the meiser sheni for this wine is at the top of the kais. That's what we mean bepiv over here. U'mechul alamois, and it's redeemed onto coins that they already set aside exactly for this purpose. Now, I had to have said this before Shabbos, but I have to say it again on Shabbos. Of course, my host knows nothing. He gives me a kais, I smile. I may have mumbled something, it doesn't chap. Maybe it's part of my nusach for Kiddush. He may notice I leave 100th at the bottom, but that's normal. I can't take off maestros on Shabbos. So again, this is a special kula for Demai. He already said it before Shabbos, even though before Shabbos didn't have it yet, but somehow this works, whoever the lumdus is. Now, what's happening here by the drink is a little bit different than by the challah, because we're not telling him to pour off a drop first. That would be very funny. Why is he doing that? We're allowing him to drink first. So we're relying on Breira. You remember what Breira means? That being that he's leaving it at the end, this shows us all along that was the Trumas Meiser and it was already fixed. We don't always have a right to do that, but with Demai we can. Some say, we're not talking about he's actually sitting by the Suda. We're telling him how you have to say the Tanai when it comes to drinking the Kais, but it's still Erev Shabbos. In other words, in the previous Mishnah, you taught me how you would say on a piece of challah. On a piece of challah, you would say the first 100th is the first part of the meiser, then you have the other part of the meiser, first 100th becomes trumas meiser, and the meiser sheni is on the north or south side. But how do you do it with a kais? This is the nusach you say by a kais. But according to this pshat, it's not necessarily where he's already sitting by the table. But either way, everyone holds whatever you said in Erev Shabbos, you have to repeat on Shabbos.